when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Well, that's not only a great song, but it's a pretty darn good pianist, too. Anybody want to guess who that is? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, hands and back, yes, yes to you, of course. That was George Gershwin. And that's not only a piece that George Gershwin composed, but a piece that he played for a recording probably in the early 30s. And that's a wonderful song called Sweet and Lowdown that he wrote for a show called Tiptoes. Today we are going to zigzag through the George Gershwin Ira Gershwin catalog with a slightly different frame. Each of the songs we'll hear was, of course, composed by George Gershwin, but also played by George Gershwin at the piano. So you get a sense of what the composer was after. What did George Gershwin think about how his song should be performed or played? What kind of tempi and what kind of accents and so on and so forth? And then we'll segue into some wonderful jazz or pop renditions of that particular song from a variety of artists, mostly women, I'm happy to say. And hopefully we'll enjoy that. It seems a very apropos time to celebrate George Gershwin. Porgy and Bess is got rave reviews at the Metropolitan Opera. American in Paris is touring the world. There is a new biography about him, and of course, his work is always timeless, but In a timely application of the Gershwin name, I'm happy to report that the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund is supporting our program now for the third year in a row. So we dop our top hat to them and thank them for recognizing our contribution to keeping this wonderful songbook of American music alive every week, every Sunday at 3 o'clock. So we played a little bit of Sweet and Lowdown. That song was not so well known until it got interpolated, I thought quite brilliantly, into the 1983 musical My One and Only. And here is the cast of that show to give us the verbal eloquence of that fantastic song.
There's a cabaret in this city I can recommend to you. Peps you up like electricity when the band is blowing blue. They play nothing classic or no down there. They crave nothing else but the lowdown there. If you need a tonic and the need's chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, where milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying blow. As a beaver, you dance until you totter. You're sure to get the fever, but nothing could be harder. Oh, that's sweet and low down. Philosopher or deacon, you simply have to weaken. Hear those shuffling feet, you can't keep your seat. Professor, start that beat. Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you shout into the nation.
That's a place I'd like to go to. That was Honey Coles and Tommy Tune from the 1983 revisal Frankenstein monster musical, the first ones of its kind to assemble a lot of Gershwin tunes from different places, My One and Only. It still gets revived occasionally. It was a very enjoyable evening in the theater. Well, Tiptoes 1925 was a utterly unrevivable show. I've never seen one, really. There's a wonderful archival recording of it by Roxbury Records. Our good friends at the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund backed that. A tale about three vaudevillians who get stranded and the girl falls in love with someone and all these kind of complications. Again, a 1920 show that had, book zero, score six at the end of the first quarter. So here's another lovely song from that show, played at the piano by its composer, George Gershwin, Looking for a Boy. Thank you.
it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven. My guardian angels holding out on me. About 5'6" or 7", and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way.
Sarah Vaughan, who else could it be, rendering a reasonably well-known but not super-duper known wonderful song by George Gershwin. George and Ira Gershwin from the musical Tiptoes. So interesting to hear the contrast between Gershwin's sprightly rendition of his own composition at the piano and then Sarah Vaughan and a huge orchestra with a lot of strings bringing it to another level. In 1926, following Tiptoes and some other projects, the Gershwin brothers wrote a score for a major comedian performer who had made a huge splash a few years earlier in the Charlotte's Review, and that was Gertrude Lawrence. And the show was OKAY! Exclamation point, of course, because it's a musical. And wrote this wonderful ballad for her. It has transcended time and space, one of the, I guess, five great Gershwin ballads. It was originally written much more up-tempo, and George thought it would play into Gertrude Lawrence's particular brand of pathos and wistfulness. You'll know it the minute you hear it. From OK, pianist and composer, George Gershwin. Thank you.
a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to
Let's keep that foot on the pedal just a little longer. That was Richard Rodney Bennett, one of my favorite accompanist composers, personalities, accompanying the one and only Mary Clare Heron in a rendition, I think probably from the late 80s, early 90s, of that great, great song by the Gershwin Brothers from OK. And it's so interesting to hear what George had in mind in the 1920s and what kind of shows they were cranking out there and what kind of upbeat, roaring 20s razzmatazz they had and how ingeniously constructed they are, because you could do them 100 different ways and they still have a lasting and timeless appeal. One of the things that's fantastic about George Gershwin is, if there weren't enough already, he was probably the best pianist of any American songwriter of his era. Maybe Duke Ellington, maybe Vernon Duke, but I mean, the sad fact is, as much as we admire, say, Richard Rodgers or Cole Porter or Stephen Sondheim or Julie Stein, they were okay pianists. They couldn't really make a case for themselves as concert pianists. And of course, we're talking about the era 1924 on, where Gershwin is not only writing, but playing his great classical pieces in concert. He loved pianos. I love a piano, to quote Irving Berlin. Whenever he was at a party, he beelined to there, and you really needed a crowbar at the end of the evening to pry him away from the keyboard. And he enjoyed playing the piano, and of course people loved listening to him play the piano, so what's wrong with that? Let us move on to another show, 1927 Funny Face, which starred Fred and Adele Astaire. Here's a great song that also transcended time and space from a very forgettable show, but an unforgettable song or two, in this case, played by George Gershwin.
Frankly, dear, your modesty reveals to me self-appraisal often makes us sad. And if I add, your funny face appeals to me. Please don't think I've suddenly gone mad. You have all the qualities of Peter Pan. I'd go far before I'd find a sweeter pen. I love your funny face, your sunny, funny face, for you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got a lot of personality for me. You fill the air with smiles for miles and miles and miles. Though you're no Mona Lisa, for worlds I'd not replace your sunny, funny face. Sunny, funny face. You're not exotic, but so hypnotic. You're much too much. If you can cook the way you look, I'd swim the ocean wide just to have you by my side. Though you're no Queen of Sheba, for worlds I'd not replace. Your sunny, funny face.
Who could that be, other than, of course, Fred Astaire from the film Funny Face, which has very little to do with the stage show. But again, Fred Astaire got a chance to revisit that material three decades later, brilliantly. This is Larry Mazel, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today our show is Gershwin by George. Songs by George Gershwin, played by George Gershwin in different venues, so we get to hear what the composer himself thought about his own work. Well, as I said earlier, we played earlier a show called a song called My One and Only. We played from a revival called My One and Only. The song My One and Only appeared in Funny Face in 1927. Could that be complicated enough? It's a great song. There's another song I don't think I have Gershwin playing on his solo from that show, which I adore, called Hang On to Me. But this song is utterly unknown pretty much until the 1983 musical revival. But boy, do I love it. My One and Only by the one and only George Gershwin.
and only. What am I gonna do if you turn me down? When I'm so crazy over you, I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down. When I'm so crazy over you. Tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So, my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. Crazy calls me, so I'm crazy, 'cause I'm so crazy over you.
And I'm so crazy over Chris Connor, one of the great Gershwin interpreters of all time. She had a double LP, let's say late 50s, Chris Connor sings the Gershwin, George Gershwin, I don't know what it was called, one of those songbooks. She did tons of songs. She was one of the first people to bring back some of these less well-known gems. Well, in the 1920s, when George Gershwin bestrode the Broadway stage and the concert hall and was the most famous composer, maybe he and Irving Berlin, but certainly composer-performer, in America, shows were a little less well constructed, so you could take a ballad from one show and stick it in another, or interpolate this, interpolate that. No one sweated it very much. And The Man I Love is a song that got legendarily moved around every which way but Sunday. And I could tell you all about that, but why don't I let George Gershwin tell you about the evolution of this song?
Now I'd like to tell you the inside story of the tune we're using as a radio signature. It's called The Man I Love, and you may have recognized it at the opening of the program. This tune was written 10 years ago, and about this time we did a musical comedy, Lady Be Good, featuring those delightful performers, Fred and Adele Astaire. Imagine my discomfort when the tune received such a lukewarm reception in Lady Be Good that we felt obliged to take it from the play. But my spirits rose shortly after this when Lady Mountbatten asked me for a copy of the song to take back to England. Soon, Lady Mountbatten's favorite dance band, the Berkeley Square Orchestra, was playing The Man I Love. It wasn't long before all the dance bands in London had taken up The Man I Love. Strangely enough, I now had a London song hit on my hands without being able to sell a single copy. But I now felt The Man I Love was worthy of a place in any score I might write, so in 1927, when we brought out the first version of the musical comedy Strike Up the Band, this melody was again introduced. And again, the melody met with scant success. Apparently, The Man I Love just lacked that thing so far as the theater presentation was concerned. However, its out-of-the-theater popularity continued to grow, and after considerable success in London and Paris, The Man I Love was sung in New York by an artist who has been almost directly responsible for its American success. I refer to that remarkable personality, Helen Morgan. So now I am going to ask Mr. Katzman and the orchestra to play this number for you, And if nobody minds, I shall attempt the piano part myself.
The man I love, and he'll be big and strong. The man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I'll meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. Build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never run. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Love, love, love. I'm sure to meet him one of these days. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. Oh, he'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. The man I love, patient.
Lovely performance. Anybody know who that is? Anybody? I'll give you a hint. It's a pip of a performance. Gladys Knight, probably the first time we've ever played her on Broadway to Main Street. Well, we're getting towards the end of our Gershwin by George program. In the 1930s, I think like 32 through 35, he had several what we would call primetime radio shows that he hosted, and he played stuff by other composers. They're phenomenal time capsules of American musical theater history. So by 1930, he's made his name with his brother Ira in a fantastic show called Girl Crazy. And let us let him talk a little bit about the evolution of one song in particular.
I don't see any good reason why we should be concentrating on my tunes to the exclusion of all else. And on future programs, we're going to play some music of contemporary composers. For instance, on Friday, we'll play the prize-winning composition of Rube Bloom's Song of the Bayou. But right now, I want to play for you a composition of mine that brings up the pleasantest memories. It's I Got Rhythm from a show called Girl Crazy. Maybe you saw it a few seasons ago. Again, I had the pleasure of working with my brother Ira, who supplied the lyrics. Anyway, let's try it. Thank you.
Got Rhythm, played by the man who had rhythm and tempo and charm and vitality and melody and you name it. George Gershwin at the piano. It's so interesting to me that not only did Gershwin commit his major work to the early days of recording and the radio, but that he was not only so good at it, but he was so attacked every kind of media, and that he was a radio show host. I mean, it's sort of hard to think of what the equivalent might be today, except maybe on MTV, if anybody watches that anymore. So that was just another string to his considerable bow. And people knew him, and he was of course an icon, and he just had this incredible reach during that period in every kind of form, the concert hall and radio, and obviously on the Broadway stage. Well, one radio example of Gershwin is a little less happy. When he passed away in 1937, he was mourned more copiously on the major broadcast radio than really anybody up to that time, because radio had only been around for about 15, 16 years. And almost every station stopped to deliver a Gershwin tribute. We heard him play I Got Rhythm, and let us hear the woman who originated that song on the Broadway stage at the Alvin Theater, Ethel Merman. She had never really recorded it commercially back in the day. This is the earliest recording we have of Ethel Merman singing the song, and sadly, it's in tribute to George Gershwin, but what a great way to finish up the rhythmic excitement of George Gershwin.
It has been universally recognized that George Gershwin's symphonic rhythm conception is directly responsible for its adoption by concert and symphony orchestras. He shed a new light on rhythmic interpretation and gave the world the fullness of the rhythm that was in his heart. We know that George Gershwin would like to be remembered by this trend in his contributions, and so in keeping with this thought, the girl who leaped to stardom in his musical success, Girl Crazy, pays vocal tribute to her friend with his favorite selection from that show, I've Got Rhythm, Miss Ethel Merman.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my love. I get that way. Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more. An old man trouble, say I don't mind him, but you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.